You know, the Raiders kicked off the 2022 season for the NFL a few weeks ago for the Hall of Fame game versus the Jags. But truly, what signifies the return for football for me is when Madden releases. And it is officially Madden 23 release week. And we are lucky enough to be joined by one of the people in charge of creating Madden every year, is Clint Oldenburg, former NFL offensive lineman, now with EA Sports and Madden NFL, as a producer and ratings adjuster. And as always, insider calls are brought to us by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download your BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Clint, first and foremost, thank you for taking the time to join us. I know that this is probably most likely a stressful week, and it's not necessarily the end of the road with the game releasing and all the extra stuff that needs to go into it once everyone gets their hands on it. So I'm curious, where are you and the team energy-wise as this game comes out to the world?
We are pretty excited. We're, like you said, early access is going on this week, so we're starting to get feedback in from players. The players so far seem to be really happy. We have worldwide launch coming up here really quickly on Friday. So more players are going to be giving us their feedback. But so far, everybody seems like they're pretty pumped up about Madden season.
And I got to admit, I was disappointed in myself trying to be an adult. I downloaded it and then I fell asleep, and I'm a father and I'm going to blame my kid for that. But before we get into you and what your part is in the creation of Madden and then the game itself and what's new for this year, for everyone when they get their hands on it, I'm just curious if you had a relationship with John Madden, and if you have any stories, or for any of the OGs that have been around for years that have a relationship, anything they've told you about him and how much this game, you know, meant to him and how important it was for this game to come out properly and really be a tool for people to learn football and enjoy it.
Yeah, I did have a relationship with Coach Madden. And I was really sorry to hear about his passing there after the holidays this last year. But I was one of the fortunate few here that got to go out and visit him every year, or at least talk to him on the phone every year, a couple times a year, about what we were doing in the game.
Oh, wow.
And that's a relationship that I certainly will treasure for the rest of my life, because he was just a really special guy, a teacher at heart. And I don't think I've ever met anyone who loved football the way that he loved football. So what we really tried to do this year was honor his legacy with our game, and hopefully we were able to do a good enough job of that our players are going to be able to honor him by playing that game. But in terms of stories, the one that I always lean on was the first time I met Coach Madden. I was a design intern at the time, so I just started my career here. And they introduced me to him kind of similar to the way you just introduced me, former offensive tackle, played in the NFL, all that stuff. But that wasn't good enough for Coach Madden. He actually cut our presentation short, and he wanted to start quizzing me about offensive line play, because he wanted to know if I really knew what I was talking about and if he could trust me with his game. And, you know, fortunately, I passed his quiz with flying colors. I saw his face light up. And ever since then, he was on a first name basis with me. To me, he was always Coach. But after that, every time we talked, he knew my first name, and he would call me out specifically to ask me questions about the game.
No, that's amazing, and getting that connection with a legend. And, you know, obviously Madden is a phenomenon. The release day is damn near a national holiday. It's always one of the top-selling video games year after year after year, and everyone loves Coach Madden. And here in Vegas, it's a little bit more of a unique relationship, I guess we'd say, being the home of the Raiders. So I'm kind of curious if you could talk me through, like you just said, the news breaks after the holidays. It breaks after the documentary comes out. That was absolutely amazing. What was the process or the meetings like in figuring out how are we going to honor him this year, as we should? And also, did you and the team feel a certain amount of pressure in making sure that you guys delivered and making sure you could come out with something that he would be proud of?
Well, to the last question, absolutely. I wouldn't call it necessarily bad pressure, but just, you know, if there's such a thing as good pressure, we knew that we had to do some special stuff this year. But our expectations of, you know, on ourselves and of our players are always fairly high. So I don't think we weren't unprepared for that. Now, back to that holiday break, I think the first thing we felt was a little bit of a gut punch because, like everyone else in the country, we had all watched that documentary that went out about Coach, which kind of relit the flame for everybody about who Coach Madden was. And then shortly thereafter, you found out that he passed away, and it was like, whoa, really? We lost Coach. And immediately, you know, over holiday break, we're off. We shut down the studio. We have our Slack app that we all communicate on, and every channel in there was, we have got to do something special to honor Coach. Please, let's do everything we can to get him on the cover. I mean, it was instant, and it was throughout our entire studio. I think everybody recognized the significance and recognized that we needed to do some stuff to honor Coach.
When you talk about the cover, I'm just curious, just from a general sense, is it one of these situations, like I learned, like with kids' meals at McDonald's, like the contracts are signed for these movies and certain things, like super, super way ahead of time that people wouldn't think. So when it comes to the cover, was there already something set in stone or an idea, or how easy of a process was that, you know, to me and to many people, it's a given. He just passed away. We have to honor him. It's only right that he was on the cover. Was that like an easy thing to make happen?
I think it was the easiest decision in the world to make. I think it was, you know, everyone involved, even players, everyone was saying he's got to be on the cover. I mean, it was a no-brainer. In terms of like contracts and stuff, we certainly had some finalists in mind that were going to be player cover athletes, but nothing finalized on that front. So that wasn't a real big concern. I think the thing that we wanted to make sure of is that we took the proper care with his family, because we wanted to be very much involved with his family in this entire process. And so it was something that we knew that we needed to talk to them about first, but we needed to give them time to go through the mourning process and honoring Coach and all of that. And we wanted to make sure that we had a plan in place that was of the utmost respect to Coach.
No, absolutely. And I think that Raiders fans, and just like I said, football fans in general, are really going to look forward to playing this and the legacy that he's left behind, and will continue with this game. And as we move on to Madden 23, I'm just curious, you're the producer, you're one of the producers on Madden NFL. You have been for a couple years now. What exactly is your role in making this game, I guess, in a day-to-day sense and a big picture-wise throughout the year, gearing up and then as the game releases and updating and all that?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm known around here in game development as a product owner. So I'm the producer for our central gameplay team, and I'm also the producer for our face of the franchise team. And essentially, in an oversimplified way, what that means is I drive the priorities of what we want to work on. So our designers come to the table with all the creative ideas. And then based on what our goals are as an organization, what stories that we want to tell throughout our year, I drive the priorities and the quality of those features through those teams.
And when it comes to those that are a part of the team that kind of focus on the football aspects of it, you know, I guess the gameplay part, you know, throughout the season or even in the off season of the NFL, are some of those on the team of Madden going to like the off season symposiums that these coaches have, or these conferences where coaches talk about, like, for instance, maybe the defensive coordinators that get together throughout the season and talk about some of the things that happened in coverages? And are there conversations where, for example, if there's a play out of the bunch formation that is really, really successful one year, are you guys having conversations with some of the coaches in the NFL being like, hey, can you guys take a look at this and how would you guys stop this? And you know, I guess situations like that, do those happen?
All the time. We're kind of known as the 33rd NFL franchise because of the access and context that we have around not only pro football, but all levels of football. And so really we're a phone call away from just about anyone. And if they want to work with us, we absolutely have those conversations. We go to coaches clinics. We reach out to the referees to get rules clarifications if we need them. And in fact, this year for Madden 23, we actually had a real life NFL coach, as a consultant on our gameplay staff who did that very thing that you're describing. we would show him some plays that would give us some trouble with our coverage logic or route running logic or whatever. And what our primary goal of that initiative was we want to solve football problems with football solutions. And just to circle back to Coach Madden, he would have it no other way, right? He wouldn't want us to try to gamify a solution or hack a solution just in the vein of getting it done. He would want it solved with a football solution. And so that's what we tried to do.
And I said at beginning of the interview that you're not only the producer on the team, you're also a ratings adjuster. So I want to know how heated the process is in these meetings within the team in debating ratings for certain players.
Very much so. I mean, we're all very passionate football fans. And for the team of us that make up the ratings adjusters, we also, you know, one of the criteria is you have to know football. You have to be able to evaluate these players. The hard part for us is we have to put our fandom aside, our favorite players, our favorite teams. We have to be as objective as possible and let the film do the talking. But absolutely, we get in arguments and we have to get ourselves aligned before we get the game out the door.
And what was the turning point in having the hotline? I'm just curious. You're like, well, we might as well, because I'm tired of getting tweets in my mentions about people being pissed off.
You know, we always are looking for more information, more evidence. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there. There's a lot of players, both NFL players and Madden players, who, you know, are very astute about the game as well. And so in some cases, they may have information that they want to share with us that we may not have visibility into that could be useful in getting more accurate. So, you know, why not, you know, go and crowdsource that information? Just as an example of that, this is one that happened many years ago with a former teammate of mine, but there was a kicker, Graham Gano. He's an NFL kicker. He played for the Washington team and the Giants. And he didn't like his speed rating. And he said, you guys know that I was a state champion in high school in the 100 meter dash and the 200 meter dash, right? And we're like, well, no, we didn't know that. So he sent us some old high school tape of him setting like state records in 100 meter dash and track and field. And that allowed him to get a little bit of a speed boost.
I'm sorry, this man sent you the highlight reel of his track and field career?
That's right. Yeah, from high school.
Oh, Graham. Graham, I love it. You know what? I'm not mad at it. You know what I'm saying? These games will live on, and that's like a historical bookmark, and got to make sure your speed is correct. And so just me personally, I grew up going to Madden challenges when they were all at the NFL stadiums. I would guess I consider myself a competitive player or a casual competitive player, even though that kind of seems like an oxymoron, but I'm a parent. And one of the things I have a concern about, and I do have sympathy for you guys in the team, is, you know, cheese plays. And the world's a little different now because this isn't a small community. You can go on YouTube and look up any play, and there's 500 videos on how to execute this crossing route or take advantage of this, that, and the third. So I say all of that to just ask, how are you guys combating some of the cheese plays and mechanics that people kind of abuse online and competitively going up against people?
We try to stay on top of that the best that we can. We call those metas. With any video game, emergent metas come up throughout the year that people start to lean on. And fortunately, we live in a world of the internet where we can update our game. And so we do have tools available to us that we can tune and balance the game throughout the live product. That's one manner. But if you look at our 23 gameplay feature set, we went really hard at what you're calling cheese plays in terms of what we did with pass coverage, specifically some of our drift logic stuff with our deep zoners and our reaction time, even our locomotion, how our defensive backs move, was really targeted at a lot of those repetitive plays. And then if you look up front, because it all works together on defense, we made a number of improvements to both our pass rush and our QB contain, because that was one of the primary contributors to last year's meta, was getting the mobile quarterbacks outside the pocket to extend the play so you can hit those deep cross routes. And so all of that has been very much improved and made more powerful on the defensive side of the ball to bring that balance that you're referring to.
And I just curious from your perspective, out of all the new mechanics that are going to be in this year's game, and one I'm looking forward to trying out, this is the new passing mechanic. But for you personally, what is your favorite feature that was added on to this year's edition of Madden?
I think everything that comes with our Field Sense package really changes the way that Madden plays. It makes it a lot more organic and emergent, less what our players like to refer to as animation-based. Specifically, things like hit the pile, hit everything, even our 360 ball carrier cuts. It makes it so we put more control in the hands of the player on the sticks with a lot more variety in the outcomes of those plays. And you can see that with our hit everything mid-air collisions, the ways that our branching technology, our new branching technology, will allow players who are in a jump ball situation, a defensive back and a wide receiver who are in the air fighting for the ball, we can branch to a number of different animations and a number of different outcomes to make that feel like the player's in control of that outcome rather than the AI.
It's 1140, The Bet, Odyssey, Las Vegas. Adrian Hernandez here with Clint Oldenburg, former NFL offensive lineman, now with EA Sports and Madden NFL as a producer and ratings adjuster. Clint, before we get you out of here, I'm going to throw out, it's a little random, a couple of random questions about Madden and other things, and if you could give me a couple sentences on them, and then we'll move on to these questions and knock them out. You down for this?
I'm down.
All right, let's do it. NCAA football. I know you're in charge of Madden. Do you have an update, though?
TBD.
Fair enough. Do you feel like there's going to be competition between the teams working on either game as NCAA football emerges?
TBD.
Fair enough. Let's see. Has there been any conversation about making Madden a live service game as opposed to a yearly release game in which, you know, live service, you can update it constantly? Has there been any conversation on that?
I'm sure, you know, we definitely talk about things like that. I'm not sure it's a viable strategy for us yet, if ever. It's not something on the very near horizon at this time.
Your thoughts on the QB Vision Cone, the OG classic Madden feature?
Thought it was a great simulation feature, probably not executed in the best way, but there's still a lot of players out there who swear it was the best way to pass on the Generation 2 consoles.
It was. You know why it was so awesome? Because if you were not playing with Tom Brady or Peyton Manning, whose cone was the entire field, like if you had Aaron Brooks, your stick, it took the football knowledge and the stick work and it combined them. And it was just magical. One question I've seen, like I said, I have it downloaded on my Xbox. I haven't played it yet. So I just want to know from you, is it true that the mini games have returned this year?
Or some? No, the old training camp features are not in Madden 23.
Oh, okay. Is Mike Vick, in your opinion, the greatest Madden player of all time?
Yeah, I think that's a slam dunk. Mike Vick was unstoppable in 2001.
Your favorite Madden of all time?
Madden 05.
Last question. How do we get me, Adrian Hernandez, as a ratings adjuster at one of these Raiders games this season? How do we make this happen? I want the jacket.
You might have to call the hotline and give us a piece of really good information on a Raiders player to potentially qualify.
Okay, fair enough. This is guy Devontae Adams. I don't know if you guys know. He's pretty good at football. Look, it is release day. Madden 23 is out for the world on any console. Be sure to go get it. Joining us, and we appreciate the time, Clint, is Clint Oldenburg, former NFL offensive lineman, now with EA Sports. Head of Madden NFL, is a producer and a ratings adjuster. Congratulations on the release. I hope you guys can get some rest after working so hard on making this game. And thank you so much for the time, Clint.
Yeah, thank you very much. And everyone, please go pick up a copy of Madden 23 on Friday, August 19th.
There it is, Madden 23. Madden is back, baby! It was 1140, The Bet, Odyssey, Las Vegas. Adrian Hernandez here. We'll be right back.